A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. So what does the mitzvah Bikurim at the beginning of Parshas Kisavai have to do with the end of last week's Parsha, Melchemes Amalek? So my Rebbe Reb Shmuel Zucker explains that the Parshas of Shoftim, Kisetzi, and Kisavai are all linked, building us for Rosh Hashanah. We know that in Rosh Hashanah we crown Hashem as the Melech, and these Parshas walk us through that process. Shoftim talks about appointing judges and a Jewish king. That's fairly simple. Now Kisetzi is a little bit more nuanced. We know that there are two areas in our lives, the mitzvahs, the commandments that we have to keep and the things that we must stay away from, and Roshos, the optional, eating, sleeping, drinking, working. What makes these areas distinct is as follows. When a person does a mitzvah, he's entering the realm of Kedusha automatically. The mitzvah is Hashem's domain. There's not much of an avoda on our part to be mamlechim in that realm. It's already His. It's when it comes to the realm of Rishus in our lives that there's a real avoda to make a part of Hashem's kingdom, to perform that action with the proper intention and ensure that it's befitting of us. Kisetzi begins with Rishus, as Rashi explains that the war being spoken about is a melchemes Rishus, which means that we're battling our Yetzer in matters of Rishus. And that's why the Parsha ends with the war on Amalek. Amalek is the grandson of Esav, and the first words out of Esav's mouth in the Torah are Haliteni no min ha'adam adam azeh, give me some of that red stuff. Rashi says the verb Haliteni is a word used for feeding animals. To Esav, eating is never an act of Kedusha. To him, the world of Rishos lies outside Hashem's Malchus. Therefore, the battle with Amalek is a battle over these Divrei Rishos. The Torah describes their attack as Asher Karcha Baderech. He cooled us off. He chilled us out from the intensity and the avodah of elevating the Rishos. We now understand why our parsha picks up exactly where Melchemes Amalek left off and begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim. We take a farmer who's busy working his field, spending all day in Divrei Rishos, and we give him the mitzvah of Bikurim, where he takes his fruit to the Beis HaMikdash, the king's palace, and proclaims that it's all Hashem's. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus. The job of Rosh Hashanah is to elevate all the inyanim of this world, the areas of Rishos, into the realm of mitzvahs. We should be zeich to the fulfillment of the pasuk Malchusei Bakal Mashallah. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.